Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Milewski is here. Gary is a member of our Brain Trust, founder of Snoopwall Incorporated. That's snoopwall.com. It's a counterintelligence technology company, and he offers consumer-based software to help people like you and me make sure that we can protect ourselves against the bad guys, those cyber bad guys out there. And I'll get him to explain a little bit more later on what he does. That was my attempt right off the bat. He's our friend Gary Milewski. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
You're always welcome here, Gary. So just everybody who hasn't been under a rock knows that a week and a half or so ago, the world, basically, people all over the world were attacked by a ransomware worm called WannaCry. That was the main name. I think there were a couple of other names that were there. And it affected thousands of organizations, didn't it, Gary?
Absolutely, and it's not over. Right now, at this very moment, Jim, 1,203 companies, some are even in the U.S., they're all over the globe, are still worming the WannaCry from computer to computer and are infected.
What?
And 329,000 are offline because they got infected and people unplugged them.
Wow. That's almost a half a million computers.
Yeah, and it just keeps going. The thing about it is once it's on your network, let's say your network is TDS or Comcast or, you know, Spectrum.
Right, right.
Everybody else on the network who has the hole in Windows that they haven't patched yet
could get
WannaCry without doing anything.
Could I have
you don't even
WannaCry?
Have to click a link anymore, Jim.
Could I have WannaCry on my computer right now and not know it?
Oh, no, you would know it because the first thing it does is it actually tries to hit a website. Then inside the source code, which we looked at, it starts encrypting your computer, and then it installs a key. There's a public-private key exchange, which means they are nice enough to say to you, hey, Jim, if you give us $300 in bitcoins, we can unlock your hard drive. But you're going to see a splash screen pop up with a timer that says your computer is being held ransom.
And so when the worm gets to my computer, It doesn't hang out for a while. It goes to work immediately, and I know immediately that there's a problem.
Within minutes, you'll know once it's on your computer.
So it's not like if I haven't been hit by now, could I be hit today?
You could be hit today. You could be hit tomorrow. You could be hit any day, unless you've done two really smart things, which I like to call part of my computer hygiene. We tell our kids to take baths or showers every day. Let's clean up our computers the way we tell our kids to stay clean.
Right.
So you would want to do the latest Windows patch for your version of Windows, and you don't want to click on any attachments or hyperlinks in email for the next couple weeks or a month without actually confirming.
Well,
I mean, I would do it all the time.
Do it all the time.
You know
do it all the
from,
time.
And it's really
it
the file
time.
You're expecting.
Well, see, I or do what I did, and without realizing I was being smart. Set your computer up to do automatic updates.
Do you know how many people turn that off, Jim? I don't know why. They should leave it on.
I don't know why either. Well, here's the thing. I didn't even know that I had done it. And when this particular thing came up, I went through, and it took me a while to find where it was, but it turns out I was too stupid to know how to turn it off or what, but mine was on, and I'd been updated within the last few days. Here's another thing that I did.
It's like a Broken Arrow movie script. It's unbelievable how the whole thing got started.
I got a note, Gary, from my security provider, Bitdefender. I don't mind saying who they are. And they said, we knew about this 2 months ago, and we protected you from this 2 months ago.
Well, they probably forced your Windows update. I do the same
thing
for businesses with my product. And you know what's cool? What I learned is if you get hit with a worm or ransomware, any malware that needs to phone home over the internet, If you can sever its tie in milliseconds, which we do, usually takes 2.5 seconds round trip to win the battle. So on the business side, I've figured this out for years, and we have a great small to medium-sized enterprise product. And on the consumer side, I love to give free things to consumers, so we have tips and tools for free at Snoopwall to help people clean up their mess and harden their computers.
Well, exactly. And I'm going to get you to tell us in the next segment. I'm going to get you to tell us more about what you what your product does. And by the way, folks, if you want to check it out, it's Snoopwall.com. But now let's go back to the ransomware. This wasn't forced on anyone, right? In other words, this wasn't an attack. This was something that was let in by one person in the beginning, and then it just kind of propagated across the globe. Is that right?
Exactly. It's kind of like someone catches a new, you know, H1N1 kind of flu, and then they get on an airplane and travel and start sneezing. It started out at the United Kingdom's National Health Service. 1,500 computers were infected. That would be about $500,000.
Could that literally have been one person?
Last weekend, they had to shut the network down and tell people you can't be operated on for 3 to 4 days in a row.
Wow. Here, let me ask you a question. Could that actually have been one person causing that whole thing by clicking on a link or opening up?
It usually is, and it's not usually someone bad. It's usually a good employee who clicks a link.
Or a new employee who hasn't had training.
The unwilling victim. That's what happens because we can't really train people to not be nice or helpful. It's human nature, so they get social engineered with a phishing attack email or spear phishing, and that triggered WannaCry.
So how do we protect ourselves besides training?
Well, you've got it right. I mean, your software is forcing you to do your Windows updates. So it's always important to do the latest patch or update your computer. At the homepage of my website at snoopwall.com, on the top, we put a link to the whole report. And in it, I have a link to every version of Windows patch from Microsoft TechNet for your version of Windows to patch it quickly to make sure you can't get WannaCry.
Right. So a quick question before we go to a break. Is this just the tip of the iceberg of where this could be going with these kinds of attacks?
This seemed awfully sophisticated. Where Internet of Things and smart things will be next. And this is the world's first ransom worm. They took a worm and they took ransomware and they put them together to make it more automated.
This is coming to our smart world. This is what made this different, folks. Took those two different products, two different weapons, so to speak, and put them together and create all this havoc. We come back. We're going to talk about the jeopardy that the Internet of Things, your computer, your thermostat, are in potentially. And again, I'm gonna let Gary tell us about his product because you might help you too. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.